Hey y'all, it's Sunday. You still have the audio on your thing.
It is.
It's distracting.
It's bright in here.
Yeah, why is it so bright in here? Oh, I guess because that door, that door is open.
Right, I'm turning it down.
It's weird because like the last couple days, not that I'm complaining, but it's been raining like the last couple days and it was actually cold. It's still cold today.
Yeah.
I think it only got up to 61 or something like that. Man, it was so nice yesterday.
That's a little better.
Yeah, I didn't really understand why it was so bright in here. Because right this time of day, it's like, oh, you're on that stool?
Yeah.
Yeah, so yesterday we finally went and saw Antlers. And I have to say, kind of a mixed bag.
Meh.
I thought it was a little disappointing. Maybe it was kind of a thing because I had really been looking forward to seeing it because it was supposed to come out like more than a year ago, right? And then it kept getting pushed back. And so I was kind of like, man, when's that going to come out? When's that going to come out? And then, so I don't know, maybe I was like overhyped and I didn't read like any reviews of it, but even like, I kind of just heard through the grapevine that some people were like, I didn't hate it. It's just that, cause there was some shit I really liked about it. I really, really liked the, kind of the look of it, like the atmosphere of it. It was like very grim. It had like a really good, sense of place. It's supposed to be like in this, you know, dying town in Oregon. I think they shot it in British Columbia, in Canada. So they really captured that, like this kind of hopelessness and despair kind of thing. They really had that going for it. The monster was super, super cool. That looks really good, especially like toward the end. And the gore was really good. Like all the, you know, all the people that got attacked by the monster and like the aftermath, like looked really, really disgusting and awesome. And all the acting was good and stuff. It just seemed like, I think the main issue was pacing.
Yep.
I think that was kind of the main issue that was kind of like bothering me about
long and drawn out at the beginning. And then once you see the monster and shit, there's not much payoff. And it's over pretty quick. There's just problems with it, you know. And Jenny kind of disagreed with me at the time I said it, but I'm going to fucking reinforce it again. You got a monster that can kill dudes, even fucked up a cop, and then it killed a bear. But when this woman confronts it, she doesn't have much problem with it. She just kills it with a sharp stick. And I'm like, yeah, okay. You know, so I guess it wasn't that hard to kill then. If a woman can kill it with a sharp stick. It was literally a sharp stick. A spear.
I think it was, yeah.
Yeah. And you're just like... Pfft. So I guess the monster wasn't much of a threat. Is that what you're trying to say? You can kill it with a sharp stick? You know, just fucking
Yeah, I get what you're saying. That was... Well, the problem I had with it is that, like I said, I didn't mind, like, the acting was good and everything like that, but I feel like it was too much... build up, like, because for the first three quarters of the movie, like, they kind of showed some monstery stuff and they showed like some people getting killed and everything, but for the first three quarters of it was mostly just kind of like build up and, you know, character development and stuff, which like it's fine. But then like once it gets to like essentially the monster rampage at the end, it wasn't really a rampage, but you know what I mean, once you get to that part, it seemed like it was over like really, really quickly.
Yeah.
Like there wasn't like a really big battle or anything. I kind of feel like too, I mean, the monster, maybe it's threat was more like, because I mean obviously I think everybody knows this by now, it's not really a spoiler that the monster's a Wendigo, but what it is that, I mean, because there's a Wendigo and then if you kill that Wendigo then it just passes on to the next one, so it's like essentially even if you can kill that one, there's like always another one waiting in the wings, I guess, because it's like kind of like a disease or whatever, you know what I mean. Yeah, Joe said, I've been waiting ages for this to come to stream. Is it available yet? I don't know if it is. I mean, like, obviously, it just started in the theaters, like, last week, I think. So I don't know if they released it simultaneously to streaming services or not, because I know they've been doing that. But I don't know. I kind of, like, this was based on a short story, which I haven't read. I've read some of Nick Antosca's other stuff, but he wrote a short story called The Quiet Boy. And that's what this was based on. And he kind of co-wrote the screenplay. I kind of feel like what they were shooting for, and I think they were partially successful, they were shooting for some kind of like quote-unquote elevated horror where, you know, something like The Babadook or Hereditary or something like that, where the horror was kind of like partly symbolic, or it could stand for things, you know, like the Babadook, like the monster was like grief and things like that. And I get that they were trying to do that, that the monster was a real monster, but it was also indicative of, it could have been indicative of a lot of things. I think that was part of the problem, was that it was a little muddled. They were trying to, like, the metaphor, I'm like, well, is the monster trying to be abuse? Is the monster trying to be the economic depression of the town? Is the monster, is it an environmental thing?
Yeah.
It just seemed like they were trying to do too many things at once, and I was just kind of like, settle on one metaphor.
It was literally, when you listen to the news, you listen to the Native Americans, what it was symbolic for was the white man desecrating the fucking nature of the Native Americans and mining. They should have never been mining that damn coal. That's what it was. But it was so muddied, you don't really get that message unless you really...
Well, the thing I have is that, like, you did get that, but they also had... But then also there was, like, a subplot about abuse, like, about...
It's because we're giving it a bad review.
All right, so now it says it's reconnected.
Okay, it says it's reconnected. There it is. It's got green, people. They're saying it's back. It's back.
Okay.
Yeah. It's back for me. All right. And they don't want us fucking talking bad about this movie, man. The powers that be.
I'm sure it's not
the powers that be. Don't talk bad about this movie.
No, because I was having problems with it even before we started streaming. So right. I know you think that everything is a conspiracy.
They're trying to. It's not a conspiracy. It's tactics. It's tactics. Tactics are always.
No, it's like because I was going red even while we were still before we even started talking.
All right,
it goes red all the time.
Maybe that AI. They might got the AI on. But go ahead, Jenny.
The thing is like not that good. But like I said,
Jenny was on a roll. You were telling it like it was.
Well, now I don't even like really remember. No, I'm just saying that. You know, it's like if you wanted to do the environmental message, that's cool. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? There was a lot of monster movies like that in the 70s, and you know that's a totally legit thing that you could be doing. And like I said, I like that they went mostly full on with like, you know, the Native American thing was like a Wendigo rather than just like making the Wendigo a monster and not going into the actual, like what it actually does represent. So I like that they did that. But like I said, there seemed like too much stuff going on, and like each thing, like each metaphor for whatever the monster was supposed to be was like underdeveloped.
Yeah.
Like I said,
or contradicted by something else.
Because for a time they spent a lot of time on you know, the economic depression of the town and the abuse that was going on. You know what I mean? Like a lot of the parents being like having lost their jobs, and now a lot of them are like cooking meth and shit like that. So they went into that a lot, and they went into, you know, Carrie Russell's character, whose name was Julia, I think, like the teacher, and her brother, the cop, and how they had been abused by their father, and how she had been forced to like move back here, like after the father died, to like help take care of the family home and everything. And so I kind of wish that they had just taken that, you know, just the abuse thing, and just kind of concentrated more on that instead of trying to, because that was the thing too, is that the little kid Lucas, like at the center, whose dad turns into a Wendigo essentially, is, you know, that could have also like tied in with the whole abuse thing. And I feel like they were trying to do that, but then there was too much other stuff going on. I just felt like it was kind of like underdeveloped.
Yeah.
I think that it needed more focus, and I think that it needed some of the stuff, like from the beginning, probably could have been trimmed out, and they could have like prolonged
some stuff in
the final, the final confrontation. They could have like prolonged that instead of the Wendigo just like kicking everyone's ass, pretty much.
I agree.
I mean, I really did. Now, the monster looked fucking cool, and that was not CGI. So I really appreciate all the practical effects in this. Yeah. They look spectacular, particularly the one where. After the guy, like, the Wendigo, like, busts out of the guy's, like, skin or whatever, and it's, like, the husk is left. It's, like, that looked amazing. So, like I said, the special effects are really good. It's really gross. It's really gory and gnarly, and I love that kind of thing. You know, like I said, monster design, fantastic. The acting is fine. I liked the tone of it. I liked the atmosphere of it. It was very creepy and, you know, just full of dripped with despair and stuff. I just, like I said, I kind of feel like it was mostly just, like, a pacing issue and maybe, like, a focus issue.
Yeah,
like they could have like trimmed some of the kind of subplotty stuff out, or some of the other kind of metaphorical elements out, and just focused on one thing.
Yeah.
And then kind of just made it so, like, when they were fighting the monster at the end, made it more, like, epic. Because it did kind of feel like the end was just kind of abrupt.
Yeah. I'm going to attempt to say it again, because it may have been cut off by the AI. The AI gods cut me off. I agree with everything that Jenny's saying. Because there's all the secondary stuff and all the supporting symbolism they were trying to do, because that failed, what it really came off as is kind of like a flaccid, and yes, I said flaccid, a flaccid alien.
Flaccid. Anybody know what movie that's from?
A flaccid Ellen Ripoff, where you got a woman trying to save a child from a fucking big practical monster. Yeah, it did.
Oh, wait, no. It came back.
Did it again.
I've been having trouble with this with all my computers today. Yeah, whenever all the computers.
Because it's just a story about a woman saving a fucking kid from an alien monster about the size of the damn alien queen. It's a practical effect. It's pretty good, but you don't get much of it. If you want to see this movie, just watch Alien 2. It's a lot better. It's that same concept. The same idea.
Yeah, like I said, there seems to be a kernel of a good monster movie in there.
Oh yeah, it could have been much better.
It's just that because that monster looks super cool.
Yep.
I have to say that monster is cool, and I've always really liked the Wendigo mythology.
Yeah.
And they do go into that in this, but that was another thing that I don't like. Like Graham Greene is in this, like as the token Native American character, and that explains the Wendigo to the white people.
Yeah.
But that's like all he's literally in like two scenes. He has like one, and I was just like, really? You have Graham Greene, he's in a shit ton of movies. He's in a lot of movies, and I really like him. And it's like, don't put him in your movie, and he's like not even a main character. He just shows up and says, "This is what the Wendigo is." Like, you guys fucked up.
I should have tried to drop all that fake high minded pretense and all that fake fucking suspense, and just do what Alien 2 did. Make it a fucking really cool, suspenseful action movie with a bunch of horror in it and fucking keep the audience going through the whole fucking thing. And then you got the Native American there. He's helping and fucking, then he's fighting it. And then just, you just with badass action sequences.
Yeah, I wish he'd been a main character.
Yeah.
It just made me sad that they just kind of like relegated him to the sidelines. I'm like, he's like, even though I'm the only Native American bitch in this movie and this is our myth, so I'm the one that knows about the shit. Right. Why can't I get out? I think he was literally in like two
scenes. He should have had his ass in there through the whole thing, basically being Bishop. You'd have been like Bishop from Alien 2.
Yeah, telling everybody what to do.
You know, don't worry, I don't want to do this, but I'm going to go down this pipe. And it's that kind of shit. You know what I mean? And it, the movie was so bad, Jenny almost beat a bitch up. And the fucking, I said, Jenny's
going to get it. No, it wasn't because of that.
She was going to come back. Well, it wasn't because she kept talking. And Jenny fucking called her out right in a damn theater. And I'm just going, oh shit, I'm going to have to beat a motherfucker's ass.
No, it wasn't.
Because she was with her, I thought it was her boyfriend. It turned out to be her dad.
That was her dad.
Yeah. Jenny's getting me into a fight. Fucking, but she came back later, but fucking Jenny just blew her off. She apologized later. I thought Jenny's gonna beat her ass for talking.
I was gonna say there's nothing I hate more. No, there's a lot of things I hate more. But one thing that really irritates the fucking shit out of me. Yeah. Is people that go to movie theaters and talk. Especially nowadays. I'm like, bitch, if you want to talk during a movie, stay the fuck home in your goddamn living room and watch it. I didn't pay to come see this movie to listen to you fucking jab your jaws for half of the fucking movie, right? So it's like, she's over there. I knew they were going to be in, like, trouble. We got there a little bit early because we, like, left early and then we went to lunch or whatever. And so we went in the theaters. We were there, like, 20 minutes early or whatever. And I already knew these two were going to be trouble. I didn't know it was, because I wasn't really looking that closely at them. It just looked like old people, but I guess it was like a middle-aged woman and her dad. And so they were over there, and I could already tell that it was going to be bad because they were already talking really loud, like before the movie started, which, okay, fine. The movie's not starting. It's cool. But usually people that talk that loud before the movie starts will not have any compunctions about talking loud once the movie starts. Yeah. And I already heard him pissing and moaning about how many trailers there were, and I was like, have you not been to the movies? There's a lot of trailers. Like, if you're gonna bitch about it, then get here later.
No, I don't think they'd been to the movies in a long time.
I guess not, but it's just kind of, I'm like, well, is that
maybe... It was a bunch of lying anyway. She lied and told me that it was like, he was a war hero on his Veterans Day.
And he couldn't hear, and so I guess she had to like narrate the movie from like, are you fucking serious?
Bitch, I didn't say anything, but I'm like, I'm a disabled veteran, retired fucking veteran, and it's not Veterans Day.
Yeah, I was like, what the
fuck? And I'm looking at that dude, and I'm going, nah.
Well, that's the thing. It's like I said, I already knew they were going to be trouble. And it's just like the whole time we were in this row. We were like in the middle. It was like E. And they were at the end of our row, even though the place was like half empty. Like,
so they're already trying to get away from the damn screen.
Yeah. So they're already over there. And like I said, they were loud before the movie started, like just talking. And they were talking to some people behind them and, you know, whatever. And he, like I said, he was bitching about how many trailers there were. Oh, I hope this is the movie. Thank God the movie started. And I'm just like, dude, just shut up. And like, and then like the movie starts and all I hear from over there is fidgeting, like cups going, and then she's like, and then whoosh, 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 just like for half the fucking movie.
Yeah.
And I'm just like over there going, I'm going to kill these people. Yeah. I think I'm literally going to kill these people.
Yeah, she's about 50 and he's probably about 70.
Yeah. And I was just kind of like, I was like, look, if you're a grown-ass adult and can't sit still and shut your fucking face for 2 hours, then you need to not go out in public ever. Seriously. Or not, at least not go to the movies.
100 IQ grown-ass adult is still a child compared to me, even if they're 50 or 70.
And that woman got up like 4 times like to go to the... I'm like, do you have irritable bowel syndrome or something? What is the matter with you?
I was amused.
I was like, sit down and be quiet.
I thought Jenny got me into a fight, though.
I was so mad.
I didn't really pay attention to this. Wait, then I saw the dude later. I was like, oh, all right, yeah, I fucked that dude up.
They left.
Yeah, they left.
After I yelled
Jenny
at them.
Jenny drove him out. Yeah.
Yeah, because Tom whispers to me, he's like, you drove him out? And I was like, good.
Jenny drove him out, yeah.
They were pissing me off.
I didn't see him.
The whole fucking time. All I could hear over there was just... Like, half of the whole fucking movie. And I'm just like, would you guys shut your fucking faces? Why is that difficult?
All right. So, in summation, this movie had some good shit in it.
I mean, it's worth watching, like, for the monster and the gore and stuff.
I say no. I say it isn't worth watching. It was a good monster. It had some good ideas in it. But it was so badly developed and the way it was delivered. And it was so front-loaded with a bunch of... kind of slow suspense scenes that don't pay off there very well. And then it ends up in kind of like a fake Alien 2 type situation where a woman's going to go down into the alien nest and save the fucking baby. It's basically what it is.